Go.
I have nothing for you. I don't know what you want me to say. You had every. It's nothing. Yeah, white people are bad. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, racism.
Because it's not just race. Like, when people hear racism, they just think of people calling you the N-word and shit.
Sitting in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Chia. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Steve.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips.
Bitch, look like a bag of chips.
I look like a fucking baked potato. You never knew you needed. Awkward Thinkers. White people clapped in the building. Oh, wait. You didn't say I'm Vince.
I did.
You did?
And I don't think in that first one.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. You're not important.
You just act like...
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do to get us where we need to go.
If you see something you like, make sure you comment and you tell us what it is you like. Send it to your grandma. Send it to your church. Send it to whoever. Send it in work group chat, wherever. Get us some streams. Make sure you share all of our content, bro. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What else? TikTok. Our TikTok is back up, moving again.
Yeah, it's moving. And TikTok has been some haters lately. Like, we haven't, you know, but
it's doing something.
It's doing what it needs to do.
Let niggas know what we about, bro.
Hey, man, if you're Aki, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for rocking with us every single week. Thank y'all for y'all patience and our inconsistency sometimes. Thank y'all for even the people who comment. I appreciate the people who comment, who know our names now, and the new people who are here, welcome. This will be a new thing. You're here with the new setup. You ain't with the OG gang. Welcome to the cloud. This is the new set. Welcome to the cloud. So we about to have
fucking grave.
You know what I'm saying? We about to have a good time. We about to pod. We about to pod again. That's what it's about. It's podding again. I don't even know where to start. Where do you want to start?
Well, number one, I want to start off by talking about the moon landing. Did it really happen? Were you really there?
I don't want to talk about the moon landing. You know what I want to talk about? You know what I'm talking about, for real, for real? I was in my room, and I was thinking, I was like, I've never met a person with a mental disorder with manners. And I was thinking to myself, like, I've always been in Walmart, and I've never gotten a high. And I'm like, you're not doing your fucking job. If you want to be treated as an equal, do your fucking job. Am I wrong for that?
Treated as an equal?
Yes.
By who?
As people, as society.
Who are you talking about? I feel like. In reference to who?
America is enablers.
We are enablers.
Right. So I know he is an extra chromosome, or that person has an extra chromosome, but speak. Like, say hello. If I walk into Walmart, you have one fucking job.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Am I wrong?
Some people are nonverbals. Motherfuckers do not
wave,
talk.
Nigga. You talk about nonverbal. If you want this job, do your job at least.
I can't. I'm sorry.
It's a nigga at Walmart. Every time I go in that bitch, he look me dead in my face and don't say hello, welcome to Walmart. I'm expecting you to greet me. I'm about to spend my money here. Mm-hmm. Walmart, y'all need some new workers. Because the people that y'all, how did he even get hired? What's the interview like?
Are we talking about handicapped people?
Yes, we talking about handicapped
people. I'm not talking about no fucking handicapped person on camera so I can get canceled. So Lizzo was allegedly accused of
Fat shaming,
and then also having her dancers do sexual stuff.
Lizzo.
Like, so basically, I guess they were at some little thing, and the exotic dancers put bananas in their pussies. Lizzo told them to eat the bananas after that. And
yo,
if that is true, that's wild. That's
insane. You bitches eat also, this shit.
I don't want nobody being like, okay, you blaming the victim. But I'm grown enough to know I don't give a fuck about the job. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it's one of them situations, because I'm not going to compromise myself for a job. Yeah. And I do understand some people will, and because you don't, I guess some people will do that shit because their options are different or whatever. Yeah. And so I'm not going to eat something that came out of another person if that's not some shit I want to do. Yeah. Not to save a job, because I would have did this. I would have, she tried to have me eat a banana out of somebody's pussy, and that's why I got fired.
Yeah.
That's what that would have been. That would have been a lawsuit. I'm not eating nothing out nobody that came out of nobody's body.
That reminds me of that. Remember that cucumber trend?
Yeah.
Where niggas was just having contests on who could suck a cucumber. Oh, my God. I know somebody's parent was like, who raised
not
you
parent,
fucking?
But they kid. Yes. I know kids were seeing their parents do that shit and being like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's hard seeing your parent be an adult.
Yeah. Because it's like, damn, bro, I got to raise you.
Yeah.
I got to teach you. Not even raise you, because I don't want to say that, because it's not like that toward my mother. But yeah. It's like, watching your parent become an adult, or becoming an adult, and then watching your parent become just another person to you.
Right.
Not that you don't love them as a parent anymore, but we are both now, like your father, or yeah. In the last episode you was talking about your father and y'all casual conversation.
Yeah.
You get to a point where now we can have those casual conversations and we not looking at each other like parent and child. We just shit.
We're nigga, equals.
We both grown. I got kids. You got kids.
I just don't want to hear those sexual stories about my mom. My mom kind of keeps it real.
Mm-hmm.
She's explicit sometimes. Sometimes I don't need the explicitivity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she does it unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, can I keep your innocence? Like, can I keep that you're my mom and I don't need mm-hmm. to be like knowing that you're sexually active? I want you to be like a nun. Like, I don't want to know that my mom's doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In hindsight, mm-hmm. I'm okay with it being my father because that's how I got here. Any other nigga?
Your mom not how you got here?
She had a part.
Mm-hmm.
She laid down.
She had a part.
Yeah, she had a part in that.
After she carried you for 9 months, she had a part.
Mm-hmm. Fake news.
You sound really misogynistic.
Yeah. Say no. But yeah, it's always rough. But you want to get into this rabbit hole of a show, sir?
Yeah, let's get into this.
Yeah, so as you can see, I'm dressed because I'm ready for the aliens for our mission. I'm not gonna say that because these niggas are fucking around and really come and get me, and then I'm gonna be salty as fuck.
Would you fuck an alien?
I would. No, I have stipulations. I can't do an alien that I'm like, I'm repulsed. Mm-hmm. Like a one of them things that don't look like it could be human.
It has
like,
to look humanoid.
Like, I can do a Gamora for mm-hmm. sure.
But I feel like Gamora has human personality.
That's fine. I can do, like, sir.
I'm saying, I feel like that's why she's, like, attractive. Like, okay, that she's doable because I have a human personality. You got to think, with an alien, that motherfucker, I don't know. They don't live like us. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I would hope not.
And the STDs might be so different.
They might not have STDs.
Nigga, it's some alien STDs. It got to be.
Well, it could be. It just depends on how far advanced they are and shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they was able to come all the way out here,
yeah,
niggas got to be advanced unless they came from the middle of the earth.
Fucking people for fun.
But that, I don't think I could fuck an alien, though. Because I would just be scared of, like, I don't know. I seen too much shit where it's like, after you get done fucking, maybe you need to eat me now, and that's how you populate and shit. Or maybe now I become part of you or something. Like, we fucking, and next thing I know, our skins start morphing together and some shit.
Yeah.
I need to see them fuck first. Let's get that on porn. I want to see that alien pussy on porn.
Some alien pussy porn.
I want to feel
comfortable.
It's
a category for that.
Huh?
It's definitely a category.
It's a category already, but I want to see the real shit.
Yeah.
Not nobody in a
cosplay.
Yeah. Let's see. And then that's the thing. Like, what if they don't have
pussies?
Yeah. Because it's like, what if, however they reproduce, you got to stick your finger in the back of their head, and that's how they get off.
Mm.
And then, it's complicated. I don't know.
Mm. I said that, though. Like, I said, somebody was like, oh, if an alien came to you, would you, like, be friends with the alien or some shit like that? And I was looking at it like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if it's something that I can tolerate visually, I can be friends with an alien.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something like E.T.
recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's something like E.T., I'm just like, I'm,
Yeah. Because I wouldn't want to fucking E.T.
No, it's not even about fucking E.T. I don't know where you going.
but I don't know where I was just at.
But it's not about fucking E.T. It's just more so like, I wouldn't be like, he would get the Black American experience for me. Like, so crazy. Like, once you start looking like something I can't be cool with aesthetically, I will beat the shit out of you.
When you think about it, and I know we just had an episode about white people, but aliens could be white people. They could be people who like, oh, we need help.
I would hate that. And I don't want no aliens to be white people.
But they could be. Motherfuckers could come down here and be like, yeah, we trying to help out. And then you teach them some shit, and next thing you know, it's like, no, I think we go just take over from here.
I don't know, because I feel like they got to be black. I think aliens is black, because I feel like they mind their business, and then intrusively, white people was like, yeah, we going to fuck with y'all. You know, we going to keep y'all a secret, da-da-da-da-da. But back to it, black people didn't really give a fuck. We didn't really was like, oh, yeah. Like, white people went in an uproar, like, oh, my gosh, it's aliens, this and that. Black people was like, what the fuck? Like
us as black people, we was just like, bitch, it's not even enough room for another person. It's so much. It's already so many of us who are already pushed to the side and marginalized. Right. There's no room for anybody else to come. But that'll be the thing. It'll be the aliens come in and all of humanity can be one. And then, boom,
I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like some way, somehow, our race is going to find a way to domesticate.
The aliens?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I would hope that the aliens would be a lot smarter than us and just... Like, don't get me wrong, I don't want to be taken over, but hey, if somebody else wants to start shit over, I'm okay with that. Especially if it ain't white people. If it's an alien, like, y'all all go live peaceful. Like, you ever seen The Host?
Mm-hmm.
The Host by Stephenie Meyer. It was, like, the aliens come in, they do take over everything, they take over people's bodies and shit, too. Mm-hmm. But they just, the way that they take over, they make everything free. Nobody is paying for shit. Nobody is like, there's no wars and shit going on. They just take over the planet. They like just live on the planet. They live in three humans and shit. That's it. Mm-hmm. But they not like having, they not killing you. They not having you do shit. They are taking over your body and shit. But it's like, I don't know. Somebody need to take this bitch for a ride besides me. Maybe somebody can go out and get that second degree. Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, like I think if aliens, I don't think we will be able to coexist as Americans. No, maybe as somewhere humans. Else. No, as humans, I feel like it could be a tribe somewhere deep in the jungle or something like that already has knowledge that these niggas come, but we're more on the peaceful side of things. Like they come, they give us this like food or whatever, bring us something to advance us. But I feel like as Americans are too fucking ignorant.
Yeah,
to coexist with something like that. That's why I said we're gonna try to find a way.
Share my space with a motherfucking alien.
That's what I'm saying.
And I already gotta share with niggers.
Yep.
Now I'm some fucking alien.
You gotta put it on that mullet. Mm-hmm. That mullet will do it to you.
All right, like you know me, I read and I listen to a lot of different shit, so I'm open to a lot of different interpretations of what life is and where we come from, and all that. Because none of us fucking know. So it's like anything could be real. The aliens could have made us. And then, boom, they just coming up to check on their kids. Like, okay, it's been a few thousand years. How y'all niggas doing? Y'all should be at this kind of point within y'all society now.
Yeah.
Boom. So aliens could be God and Jesus. Mm. Like, it's that they could be that with no problem. We don't understand a lot of anything. So it's not... I would not, like, when it was like, oh, yeah, they are real, it's like, okay, like, what the fuck do you want from me? Like,
yeah, nigga, what can I do?
I've been believing in shit. I'm still waiting to see a fucking leprechaun and a unicorn. So let me know. Not leprechaun, leprechaun, but shit, like, let me find a little pot of gold, something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm open to different shit. I'm open to, like, different, I don't know, ideas of how the world started. Because I read a lot of conspiracies, number one. Number two, I'm open to shit. I feel like it does not make sense to limit your mind to just, okay, this is how things are. And none of us know. None of us have been here before.
I just want to put in perspective, like, I need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah.
Let me see it. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a fake, well, whatever they see is a corpse, like, that would make me be like, oh, shit, this is what these people look like. Like, this is what it... Oh,
I definitely do want to see it. I don't think they're going to show us for long ass time.
I feel like that would be needed. I don't need to be like, oh, it was a UFO. Oh, well, this visit, did this happen? Like, it's just words. Mm. Show me.
The other thing with the UFO shit, too, and again, the reason why, like, because to us, they might be aliens, but motherfuckers could have been here this whole time, and we just don't know. So they're not aliens. They just foreign to us. And again, shit, I read a lot of conspiracies. This shit happened in Antarctica and everything. Like, motherfuckers, and I don't know, we on flat earth and shit. So,
yeah.
Well, all that being said, it's just so much shit that could be going on right now. Them niggas could have came out of Agartha and came up here and just like, okay, we trying to get shit together for y'all because y'all fucking the planet up. Look at the planet.
Yeah.
So it could be a number of things for real, for real. I would not limit my thinking to it, though. I definitely feel like niggas should just be like open to whatever is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of my biggest things. It's like, okay. Once that happens, I'm going to have to be open. Like, I'm going to have, like, maybe that's what everything is in the world right now, is being for us to be not so closed-minded and things like that nature.
I was thinking about shit, and if you, I don't know, like, just a few years ago, or maybe like 50, 60 years ago, if you would have said certain things, we're going to be like this. Like, if a motherfucker would have told you could hold your phone in your like a tablet in your hand, and you got Wi-Fi, you can call people, video chat, motherfuckers would have looked at you like you was crazy.
Mm.
Like, what is you talking about? 100 years ago, that would have been foreign. So imagine somebody already developing that technology and having it somewhere on the other side of the world, and then you see it, and you like, oh, that's a UFO. That's,
yeah.
We ain't never seen that shit before, and then 15 years later, now we all got Teslas.
Yeah.
And so certain shit, again, is our perspective, I feel like. It's just based on our perspective, how we see shit.
Could you do the Men in Black?
I could, but I couldn't at the same time. Like, it would be nice to know shit, but I don't want to fight aliens.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to have to go around fighting motherfuckers that can do weird shit. Now, I wouldn't want to do that shit. I would like to be nosy enough to know what the fuck is going on,
right.
But I would not want to know directly. Like, I wouldn't want to have to fight anything or like do all that, because that's a lot to have to do.
What if you're like the IT guy? You just work for the MIB.
I could do that.
Yeah, but you're going to still have to leave your family and shit like that.
Why would I leave my family?
Because you have to. They're going to have to fucking ask questions, nigga, on what you do.
Hey, I go to work. I work in IT at this fucking building. Okay. Why the fuck my coworker today was doing some weird ass shit and this motherfucker did this and that?
Yeah.
That's it.
I think we need some excitement in our lives, bro. I think, we talk about this multiple times, but I think we do need like a weird adventure. Like, something needs, not us specifically, yes. Mm-hmm. Us just go for a random ass ride with a fucking alien. Like, we survive it though.
It would be nice. That would be nice. But I just feel like it'd be scary as fuck in the mean between time. Because, like, you watch some TV shows growing up or them movies, and they find an alien, and at first they're like, oh, my God, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, I can love you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think like that. I'm not going to think I can love you. I'm going to see you, and I'm going to be like, let me get the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
Let me make sure you don't even know I'm here. Let me do everything in my power to not be noticed, but to also just keep seeing you. But yeah, I wouldn't want E.T. riding with us.
I ain't gonna lie, like, my bike. The Gremlins fucked it up for me.
Really?
Yeah.
The Gremlins were cute. Oh, but no.
Yeah, but they turned to that shit. Yeah, that's what fucked it up for me, because it's like, oh, you're this cute little thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of them was good, luckily, but, nigga, then you turn into a whole fucking
Gremlin.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, this is nuts.
That is crazy. Should be wild. It's a wild world that we live in. I be thinking about certain shit, too, just like, I feel like if you look at it, you know how they say, okay, everything is like there are a bunch of different dimensions and shit, and like, or alternate realities and shit.
Yeah.
And when you look at it from the moment of human history all the way up until now, every 40, 50 years has been a different reality for niggas.
What do you feel like? Do you feel like what would be your alternate you? Like, what would you be like? This is,
I don't know. How the fuck would I know?
Like, what would you picture yourself as an alternate you? Like, what would your alternate you have? From what you, who you are now, how do you think your alternate you would be?
I feel like my alternate self would probably be an asshole. Like, an asshole
That nigga probably played football. Yeah, he probably played football. He an asshole. And he,
all the things you hate.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's what it is. It'd be opposite yous. But again, it just might be a different you. Like, in this one, maybe I got dreads.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference for
evil
us.
Vince and shit. Yeah.
Bitch, evil Vince because I got dreads. Look at you hating on the fucking culture.
Killmonger. You know what I mean? Killmonger had locks, bro.
He did.
He did. Yeah, he was
that
evil.
Didn't make him evil. The locks didn't make him evil, and he wasn't necessarily evil. He was. He had a fucked up viewpoint, but it wasn't too fucked up. I understood where he was coming from.
I would hate for my alternate self to be more successful than me. I'm like, nigga, how'd you do this shit?
I'm a hating ass nigga, bro.
I would hate that. I would hate myself. If you think I hate myself now, wait until I meet the person that's successful. That's me.
Different than you. The nigga make a little bit more. All you got. What was your secret?
Yeah.
And then what if over there, like,
or I would kill myself, and then have his life.
Why? How do you know that's gonna work?
I'm me. All I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, you're used to this.
Now, what if he thinks the same thing?
To kill me and have, yeah. I think his life would be better than mine. I don't think he wants his life. Now, if his life is shitty, I can see it.
Oh, let's get to our couch moment.
Yeah, we had a couch moment, guys. Yeah. Oh my God. Go ahead. Talk about our couch moment.
Why the fuck did you do that? All right, so we recently watched.
You about to break the fucking chair. Go ahead.
Get comfortable in this bitch.
Go ahead.
Big body and shit.
Safely.
Well, we watched They Clone Tyrone when it first came out. I think the night that it came out.
Yeah, the night that we was bored.
Yeah. And good thing that we were bored because it was a good-ass movie. They Clone Tyrone was a movie. It had Jamie Foxx and another dude in it. The dude that was
John
black Poirier.
Poirier. Yeah. Boyer.
That was not.
It's John Boyer.
The first nigga you was talking about is Sidney Poitier.
No, I know Sidney Poitier, nigga.
No, that's who you was trying to call.
No,
him,
I wasn't.
I
it's
why
John.
You trying to call him that.
It's John something.
John Boyega.
Boyega, yeah, it's Boyega.
But yeah, it's him, Jamie Foxx. And
who's the lovely black lady?
I don't know her actual name, but she. I'm sorry, I don't. She's only been in like three things that I've watched.
That makes her less. Oh my God.
It doesn't make
Vince.
Her less, but she's not as well. She's not. She doesn't have the same fucking credentials as Jamie Foxx and John Boyega.
Because she's a black woman. Say not. That's how niggas be, though.
But she plays Monica Rambeau.
Tanya Paris.
Look at him. Can't even fucking say her name.
Because she spelled Tanya wrong as shit. Yeah, right.
It's Tayana Paris.
That's not no fucking Tayana.
Anna. That is Tayana.
Yeah. Wait. Tiana.
That is either Tayana or Tiana Paris.
TT. You'll be TT.
And she's been in, give black women
yeah,
respect.
Okay.
You say her whole fucking
Tayana
name.
Paris.
Yeah. But it's Tayana Paris, and she's been in Miss Marvel. She's been in the WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be up in the new film, The Marvels, this November. Mm-hmm. Y'all go check her out because she's a great actress. I ain't going to lie. I fuck with her.
She cool.
Beautiful woman, beautiful spirit from what I get from her.
She cool.
And shit.
She cool.
So, yeah, go support all her shit that she got coming up.
I'm not convinced until I see a drama role. I'm not going to lie, but go ahead.
But she's dead. Okay, so back to the movie They Clone Tyrone. So the movie is about like the neighborhood drug dealer and shit. He's a neighborhood drug dealer and shit. He does some other shit. And Jamie Foxx is a pimp. Tayana plays a prostitute or a sex worker who works for Jamie Foxx. And they all are a little intertwined and shit.
Yeah.
And so it's been like 3 weeks since I watched this movie.
So they basically giving it up?
So spoiler alert. Yeah. So the movie, it follows John Boyega and Jamie Foxx and Tayana and what they going through. So John Boyega gets shot and he gets shot in front of them. They witness the murder.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, that nigga comes back knocking on the door and he's like, yo, Where the fuck is my money? Because that's what he was there for the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And they looking like, nigga, you a fucking ghost. Who the fuck is? I saw you get shot up.
Yeah.
Like, and he got shot up by another. Who?
Another black man.
Yeah. When, why the fuck did you say it?
Because
like,
that's how the fucking story goes.
But he gets shot by, like, you know, another drug dealer or whatever, or whoever's doing the shit. And I don't know. The shit was, it was a good film. I'm going to say that. It was a good film. I feel like I'm lagging on the.
He doesn't know what the movie was the fuck about.
I do know what
basically,
it's about.
Basically, but the movie, all in all, it played on a lot of stereotypes that the black community goes through, or what people place on the black community on what a black film is usually placed as. And some black directors do put that image like, oh, this is what it can be, and everybody's living poverty and stuff like that.
It was a great science fiction film, especially one that was created with black people in mind and shit. And as a nerd, that was something I was really happy to watch, black people getting into the little weird shit. And so what happened was, they're trying to figure out how the fuck dude got cloned. They trying to figure out what is going on in this town and why the fuck these things are happening. So they start doing some research and they find out that, all right, a lot of them are cloned except for the prostitutes, the pimps, the gangsters, the drug dealers. The pimps, the gangsters, the drug dealers, and all of them. Those are clones. Those are all people who have been cloned at one point. And then they're sent into the community to do exactly what they do in our communities. Fuck them up and shit and keep the economy going at the same time.
Yeah.
But the prostitutes, they're prostitutes just happen by happenstance.
Like, yeah, they don't have no purpose in it.
Yeah, they're just a part of the system.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to crack down on the people who are doing this to them. And he like, yo, we got shit set up everywhere. Like, you not just it over here. Like, you might think that you it over here, but you not.
You think it's something, because now that I'm like rethinking about it, like, do you think, because it wasn't no woman clone, right?
It wasn't a woman clone as far as in that situation, no.
Yeah, it was all men.
Oh, and then during the movie, you see him constantly go to his mom's room, and like, he's like, hey, do you want this? And she's like, nah, sweetie, I'm good. Come to find out again, spoiler alert, she was never there. Yeah. It's just a tape recorder in an empty-ass room, and that's what they set up for him. And then they also, like, they show different shit within the community, like the fucking chicken store.
Yeah.
Like the fast food restaurants and shit within the community, and that they're putting shit in the food that makes us hyper, laugh and everything. And then even with the music, they show that with the music, when they play certain songs, it makes us do specific things. And it was one more thing, I feel like.
Church?
What was going on in the church?
It was like everybody's catching the Holy Ghost. It was something. Uh-huh. It was something about the church, because they had to go. It was a base. One of the bases was through the church.
And they had bases all throughout the city. So bases were in all the places that we go to within our cities, in our churches, our restaurants, places that you would normally think would be safe and shit, and it wasn't. And dude basically was telling them, like, again, y'all aren't the only ones this shit is happening to. We doing this shit, and we're going to keep doing it. You know about it. I'm not going to kill you just because you know about it. I'm expecting that you continue to go along with it, that like, that's what I expect from you. And overall, the movie, it was a good movie. It played on a lot of themes that I feel like are prevalent to the black community. A lot of the stereotypes, it talked about a lot of shit, and I feel like if you watched it, it should have gave you perspective on some things. I would just say, looking at the movie, there are a lot of things that I do feel like relate to real life in the movie. The chicken thing, that's Popeyes. That was Popeyes.
Don't you put no fucking smut on Popeyes.
That was Popeyes. Nigga. That was the Popeyes chicken sandwich. You had motherfuckers fighting over chicken sandwiches. You had them acting crazy, and it was like, what the fuck was in that chicken? Nobody understood. And that was in the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Nobody understood what the fuck was going on. And I'm not saying niggas is... They put hormones in our food, and them hormones go and they affect us. And you wondering why this 9-year-old kid is so fucking big? It's because if they're injecting hormones in the fucking chicken, and I'm eating the shit, and not just chicken, but all the food that we eat, if they're injecting hormones to make the food bigger when I eat this shit, I'm going to be a bigger person. Yeah. Not just fat-wise, but just body structure and all.
Right.
Eventually, I'm going to start taking those, or those hormones are still going to start coming into my body and affecting my body, right?
These little boys is getting titties.
And not just little boys and shit, but it's a lot, just a lot of weird shit going on. And then, but when you look at certain shit, if you have the Yuka app, that's the app that you can scan anything, and it'll tell you what that product is going to do to you. So you can scan food, you can scan beauty products, a lot of other shit, and it'll tell you exactly what that product is going to do to you. And a lot of the products, especially anything with your face, any beauty products, a lot of them say this is going to affect your hormones. And not just any hormones, but specifically your sexual hormones and your gender hormones. I feel like I'm using the wrong word for it. It's not specifically gender hormones, but it affects you. So yeah. I feel like that play or comes into play with certain shit.
My thing is, my biggest thing is with the movie. It was my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was more so it was Undercover Brother.
Yeah.
A lot of inspiration with that. And I was like, that's how you remake a movie.
Yeah.
That was literally how you remake a movie. Make it its own, but mm-hmm. take some inspiration from these entities to make it new. And palatable.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy was straight on the narrow good. I don't know what black people was in the writer's room, but the black people in the writer's room were amazing mm-hmm. to that film because I had genuine laughs off of that.
Yeah, and that shit that was like there were moments where they played at stereotypes, but again, there's always a way to do it where it's tasteful, and there's a way to do it where it's distasteful. They did it in a way that was tasteful, and I feel like it didn't... It was like, oh my God, that's a funny ass moment without it being like, you know how I don't want certain shit, I don't want being said in front of white people, but it wasn't like that. The way they went about it was really good.
Yeah, I think overall it was just a good film. I think people who didn't like it was just like mm-hmm. haters, because you got to really look at it through like a different lens. It's like, yeah, these are in your faces, but some of those were like Easter eggs. It was like, oh damn, did you peep that? It was so much to unpack. Like, even if I watched it a second time, it's probably some things that I did miss mm-hmm. within. I'm like, oh, did you peep that? This happened, that happened. And I think in another token that was in it was the crazy old man on the corner store.
Yeah.
And I felt like we always have that in the hood or something like that. Like, you don't really be paying no mind. You think mm-hmm. you're crazy. But sometimes they be knowing, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of the homeless people, it's out of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we don't never know what they know or how they know it. Or they just dress it up. It's crazy. Another thing, a lot of white people were afros. Mm-hmm. I could understand that. It's like,
it wasn't just, they were white people. They were white people. But they weren't just white people. They were trying to assimilate within our community.
Right.
And they were using afros as a way to assimilate.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I'd use a lot of big words for Elmo.
Assimilate is just meaning they come in to join, like, become a part of our community.
But yeah, I think they hit it on the nail. And I don't think it wasn't, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't built racist. Like, I was like, oh, this is one of them woke movies.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an enjoyable movie. Like, don't overly woke it up. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do. Like,
I woke that shit up because that shit was it.
It was a woke movie, like, but it was a palatable. Like, to somebody that's ignorant, I feel like that was a great movie mm-hmm. for somebody to listen if you are ignorant.
I think what you mean is that it was able to bring attention to things that are going on within our community and address them. Without it being boring or without it being drugged through.
But it put a lot of the cliches in it for it to be like, why Jamie Foxx? You know what I mean? Because at first when Jamie Foxx, I'm like, I'm not convinced this is a pimp. Mm-hmm. But as I'm watching it, it wasn't like I was convinced that he's this character. But it was more so like, I got the bullshit out the way.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like, it just don't make, he's a modern day drug dealer. And then it's like a flashy pimp.
Few minutes, like the first 20-30 minutes, you are watching and you're like, okay, like, where is this gonna really go?
Yeah.
And like, you're not expecting it to go where it goes with it, and it goes in a good direction, but I'm glad we waited. I'm glad we powered through, and not even just powered through, because it wasn't like it was unwatchable or unbearable to watch, but it was just that things were moving a little slow, and you, like, even with the costumes and shit,
mm-hmm.
it looked slightly low budget.
Yeah.
But I think that was done on purpose as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the acting was there. The acting was there. I will get on that. The acting was there. The chemistry was there. I don't know who chose them three and just knew that they were going to do good together.
Yeah.
But they did really good together. And they, I don't know, they did their shit. I like that they addressed some things in there, though. And was just like, yeah, even if we poke funny at it,
mm-hmm.
this shit is really happening. Shit is still going on.
Yeah.
I'm convinced with that fried food shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm still gonna eat fried chicken.
The thing also...
I think it's disguised as lemon pepper wings now.
Yeah. The thing that I will also say with that is like what art imitating reality and shit, right? Everybody be like, well, that shit happened in the movie. That don't happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. Because motherfuckers created the projects. Our government did that. Our government created the projects, moved black people in there, and was like, yeah, we're going to, this is for y'all to get help. This is like, we're coming in to help you out. And in reality, motherfuckers was doing weird shit to our community. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck is it every community you go into, every black community, especially like a poor black community, you have all the same things. You always got a liquor store. You always got a church. And you always got fast food restaurants. And you always got poor housing. Why is that always a thing? And then, like, at the end of the movie, at the end of They Clone Tyrone, or towards the end, because we didn't get introduced, again, spoiler alert, we didn't get introduced to Tyrone. Like, we're all thinking that the first person that we're talking to is Tyrone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Tyrone. He's somebody else. I forgot what they named him. But then he goes and he looks on the or toward the end of the movie, you see another community, and they on there and they watching TV and they see fucking clones and shit like coming up, walking around, motherfuckers, everybody looking alike, and like it's all on the news and everybody like, yo, what the fuck? And then John Boyega walks across and then somebody like, yo, they clone Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga that's sitting right down on the couch next to them. I think that was good. I'm sorry. I kind of lost my
mind. No, I mean, that was good. I mean, it was like overall, it was just a great film. Must watch. Must watch. But I know you wanted to get into this this poem, man.
I do, but I'm trying to. On the moon. Have y'all seen that they're doing like SpaceX programs and motherfuckers are doing tours of outer space and shit now?
I know.
Like, people go up to the edge of the planet, they go out of the atmosphere, and they get to see space. They get to see everything. And people are, you know, they're going to start using that like as a, I don't know, as a way.
Extremist to get, a tourist attraction, yeah, for people to get to.
To go see outer fucking space, right? Which I don't feel like it would be bad if everything on Earth was going good. If we were going great here on Earth, I don't think touring space would be bad. But I just feel like we're too focused on what the fuck is going on out there and not what the fuck is going on down here. Our planet is burning. We got people who are homeless. We got kids who don't have families. We got motherfuckers being sex trafficked. And we keep trying to go to outer space. I don't get the need to go to outer space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why we keep pushing that when there's so much shit going on down here. We have our forests keep burning. A whole fucking Maui just, the whole thing just burnt.
From what?
Shut the fuck up. No, for real though, the whole thing just caught on fire and it's like there was nothing that nobody could do. And like, this whole year we've been watching
fires.
Places burn. Motherfuckers, and it's been affecting us states over. Shit was burning in Canada. And that shit came all the way down to Ohio, and you couldn't see outside. You
dirty fucking Canadians.
Trifling ass bitches.
Burning shit. Just burning.
But no, I ain't gonna lie. Like, what else? It's the homeless situation. Mm. We got too many people who really don't have a home, and then you got so many houses down here on the earth that are empty that these people could be staying in, and they not. Like, niggas is living on the streets. And then again, we got kids who are in foster care who don't have homes to go to. It's so much fuck shit going on down here on Earth that I just feel like it's kind of fucked up for us to be trying to go to outer space. And this ain't the first time. We've been going trying to do shit in outer space, and I feel like, why not focus some of those resources down here? Why not make sure we are good down here first? We're not even good as a nation.
Mm.
Like, America is not a stable country right now. It's so much shit. We niggas is divided. We are divided on fucking race. We divided on gender. We divided on sexual orientation. We divided on fucking politics. It's so much bullshit going on down here. I just feel like to go to outer space, it's privilege. That's privilege and it's racism. It is.
Bitch.
I'm going to always call it racism because it's like.
To go to fucking space?
Yes, it is. Because it's like.
Who is the racist?
The people building the shit. Because why are y'all not doing shit for down here? Our government is racist. Our government is inherently racist, nigga. Not even inherently. Our government is the one that started racism.
Some black people leading the program.
It doesn't matter. And again, because shit like that. Because it was two black girls or two black women who got to go on the trip. And I'm. They got to enjoy this shit. I don't got no bad words for them. I don't got bad words for people who are working in their fields and trying to do shit. But I have bad words for our country. I have bad words for our government that is doing shit like this, mm-hmm. that is allowing us to go and, like, seek shit. What are we going to find in outer space? But more room, more shit to colonize. And then it's like, why do y'all get to do that? Who says, yeah, you, like, if Elon Musk is the first nigga to get to Mars, does he get to say it's his?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense because no one person should have access to all this shit. No one person should have control over all this shit that you didn't build. None of y'all built this shit. The Earth was inherently all of ours. The Earth was all of ours to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck are we splitting it up and then we're not even giving it out fairly? The Earth belongs to a handful of motherfuckers. That's it. And then the rest of us is just here in a world. And I just feel like it's a perfect time for Whitey's on the Moon.
Go ahead, brother.
If you're not familiar with Whitey's on the Moon, it's a poem. Let me pull it up for y'all. I should already have this done.
I have a poem when you get done.
Okay. All right, so the poem is by Jill Scott Heron.
I was about to say, that poem is not from Jill Scott, nigga.
Oh, and it was on the poem was on a song. It wasn't even.
Yeah, it was a song.
Yeah. And let me see. And so the poem is about the moon landing, and it's critiquing the moon landing and how we allocated resources for that, but we can't do shit for down here. And it was going on during a time where black people were suffering in America, like not at the height of our suffering, but it was going on during the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all niggas are going to the moon and black people are down here fighting for the right to drink out of the water fountain. So that it pisses me off to think about the shit that we are doing. I don't give a fuck about no aliens, nigga. Again, like in the poem, my sister don't got certain shit. But y'all got white people on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
What? a rat then bit her foot, but Whitey on the moon. Like, we going through shit. I don't have rights, but your white ass is on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I have basic human rights, but you are trying to go somewhere else? For what? And we can't solve shit down here. In the poem, I just think the poem calls out white people, their hypocrisy, the government and shit, and just... Why are y'all trying to go somewhere and we are not good down here?
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. I mean, you hit it on the nail, brother.
Yeah, I hit it on the nail. Malcolm,
you hit everything that I could possibly say about whatever Malcolm has been speaking through you, brother. Yes, go ahead, Vincent Farrakhan. It's fucked up.
Let the aliens come in and burn this shit down, bro. I don't give a fuck. Let the aliens come in and do whatever. And that's why I do have that attitude, too, though.
Because
it's like, y'all haven't given a fuck about us. Whoever else comes next could only be better.
Mm.
Go.
I have nothing for you. I don't know what you want me to say. It's nothing. Yeah, white people are bad. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, racism.
Because it's not just race. Like, when people hear racism, they just think of people calling you the N-word and shit. That's all they hear.
I mean,
but racism, that shit, it being systematic, it is, like, what's really scary. The way that it has worked and the way that it continues to work is what's really scary.
Yeah.
That shit scares me, not aliens. Racism and the way that it works. The way that certain people in the world can get rights and shit before black people still have rights. We don't have all the same rights and shit still. Mm-hmm. We get killed in the middle of the street every fucking day. And just because niggas is black, not because anything else, not because we were wrong, not because we were a threat to anybody, but because we are black. And y'all sending bitches to the moon for what? I don't know. Because what did we do up there besides waste fucking money? What did we learn? Mm. And we probably did. I don't know.
We gotta wrap this up because we running out of time.
It looked like you got wrapped up in some foil.
I did. I'm a baked potato today. I ain't gonna lie. It's about that time where we give you a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week? You don't have a positive message for these people?
I don't know, bro. Stop being a slave to this shit. Stop being a slave to this system. I don't know if I'm slowly becoming radicalized.
You Maybe are. It's the glasses, the shirt. Yeah.
But it. Stop participating in this shit. Stop buying the designer and shit. Stop participating in this shit that's killing us and destroying us. The planet literally burning. And like, I've seen too many movies, and I know, but again, movies do imitate life. These niggas is building machines to get out of here because mm-hmm. they fucking us up. They fucked the planet up. Mm-hmm. The planet literally is burning and shit. It's the ice is melting. Shit is about to get bad. It's not going to be a good place for any of us. I don't have high hopes for the future. Right now, I'm just doing this shit because I'm here. And it's like, okay, might as well do what I'm supposed to do while I'm here. But it's like, I can see them niggas leaving in like 40, 50 years because the planet too fucked up and leaving all of us here to deal with it.
I'm living life as an ignorant fucking American. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm going to continue to live my life as an ignorant, proud American. Tomorrow's not promised, people. Live your fucking life. If you want to be at the fucking club, balling, shaking your ass, do that shit. Because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So, I don't necessarily want to think about what these niggas going to do. Who going to stop it? You know what I mean?
Nigga, at this point. But that's the thing. All of us have the power to stop it. Niggas have to.
You seen what happened at the Capitol. Yeah. You see how far these niggas didn't get.
That's not how I'm saying to stop it. And that was dumb as fuck what they did. That was not strategic at all. They were going to, that was privilege speaking. That's not rage. It's not years of oppression and everything. That's privilege.
It was
privilege. A bit of rage.
It was privilege and rage.
It was privilege and rage, but that's not years of actually being fucked over and now you actually want to do something to change it. That's not what that was. That was motherfuckers, and that's why this shit happened. Mm. That happened.
Well, Vincent has been Vincent Farrakhan today. I'm glad that you guys got to listen to that. My positive message to get through the week is from the great Duncan Trussell, I think. Yeah. I seen a thing on him, and he was talking on his podcast. I forget his podcast name, but he was talking on his pod, and he was more so saying that today is your perfect time. Like, whatever who you are, and I know I always talk about this a lot, but like, you don't understand how important right now is for you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't understand how valuable you are right now, or how, like, you know, amazing you are, because you're worried about the next you. Worry about the present you and how beautiful and unique this person is. And even if you are going through a fucked up ass time, it's more so like enjoy the gems and the lessons that you're going to get to become that next you mm-hmm. for right now. So that is my positive message to get through the week. Yeah.
Let this motherfucking planet burn.
Yeah, at this point. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Farrakhan. Yeah. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week. Woo!